AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President-elect Donald Trump meets with Silicon Valley executives, many of them sharply opposed to his run for the White House. Mark Smith with more.
If the president-elect harbored any grudges, he didn't show it. Seated at the table with Tesla's Elon Musk, Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg, and other tech execs.
This is a truly amazing group of people.
And he told them his goal in office will be to help them continue designing and making world-beating products.
We want you to keep going with the incredible innovation.
That includes, he says, trade deals that help them compete in foreign markets. Among the many policy disputes Silicon Valley had with Trump during the campaign was over his vivid denunciations of free trade pacts as a betrayal of American workers. Mark Smith at the White House.
A man accused of hitting a protester at a Trump rally back in March in North Carolina gets a 30-day suspended sentence and 12 months unsupervised probation. Local media outlets report 79-year-old John McGraw pleaded no contest today to misdemeanor charges of assault and battery and disorderly conduct. Judge also ordered him to pay court costs and a fine. McGraw is accused of hitting Rakeem Jones as sheriff's deputies were removing Jones from the rally in Fayetteville. In court today, the two men spoke, shook hands, and hugged as people in the courtroom applauded. The Federal Reserve raises a key short-term interest rate by a quarter of a percent for such increase in a year, only the second since 2008. Fed Chair Janet Yellen tells reporters the economy continues to show steady strengthening.
We expect the economy will continue to perform well, with the job market strengthening further and inflation rising to 2% over the next couple of years.
The Fed's move was widely expected across the market, sending bond yields higher. The dollar climbed. The Dow dropped 117 points, while the Nasdaq is off 27, and the S&P has lost 18 points on the day. This is AP Radio News. Both prosecutors and Dylan Roof's attorneys rest their cases in his federal trial for the shooting deaths of nine people at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. AP's Jeffrey Collins reports the final witness was a woman who survived the attack.
Shepard said she dove under a table as soon as she heard the shots fired, and she could see the shells falling on the floor, hear the boom of the gun, see Roof's boots coming closer and closer to her. He eventually trained the gun on her, asked her if he'd shot her yet. Shepard said no. He said, good, I'll leave you alive to say what happened and why I did this.
Prosecutors outside Philadelphia say 13 women who have accused Bill Cosby of attacking them should be allowed to testify in his trial because they can show how he had a pattern of drugging and molesting women. During today's pretrial hearing, his lawyers have called those allegations vague, remote, and often inconsistent. The 79-year-old Cosby charged with sexually assaulting a woman at his suburban Philadelphia home in 2004. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.